all the people that support you and follow you and do what they do, and just keep doing that for this wonderful woman. It's so important, because there are not a lot of really high quality message portals that are out there where messengers get to come in and say what they want to say in this format. So it's because of your support of her that she's able to continue doing that. So please step that up and continue doing it. And I just want to do it more. I mean, I feel good being here and being with you. I always do when I'm talking with you. So I think we just need to keep doing this more.
And we love News for the Soul.
Next on the News for the Soul Radio Network, it's time for Miracle Messages with Karen Paolino. Having overcome cancer, divorce, and the death of her sister, Karen is a relatable, caring intuitive who coaches clients to ignite their magnificence. Here's Karen now.
Okay, let's find her on the board. Karen, do we have you on this line?
I'm here.
Yay! Hi, Karen, how are you?
Good, how are you, Nicole?
Excellent. It's been a crazy busy month here. How have you been?
Good. Welcome, everyone. I'm very excited to be on tonight, sharing once again. I feel like Spirit always has something that they want to share, and the angels are excited, waiting for everybody to come on and calling out to all those who are meant to be on the call. So, yeah, it's for me, it's been, I feel like a birth of new beginnings, and I feel a lot of people are kind of in that shift of change and new beginnings. So, you know, I'm just excited to share guidance that's been coming through me. I really would love to do that for the first half hour and have anybody during the first half hour before I get into readings come on and share in this discussion. But basically, you know, what I wanted to, I asked people, really, come and join me on Facebook. You'll find me under Karen Paolino and my married name too, Correa, C-O-R-R-E-I-A. And, you know, I posted this past week. I spent the weekend in Connecticut doing a workshop on Friday night and doing soul sessions all day on Saturday. And, you know, a couple of things, my workshop on Friday night where it was the gifts of the Blessed Mother, and what I do is I allow Mary to use me as a messenger, and we do a powerful meditation with the Divine and the Blessed Mother. And then I go to each person, I only take 25 people, and I go to each person and give them a message of Divine guidance. I'm actually doing a similar thing on Wednesday night as a teleclass. Meet your guardian angel, and then I give everybody reading. I only have 4 spots left, so go to my website if you want to take a spot. But, you know, Mary, I pretty much start, you know, she's my main guide. I very much feel a strong connection with her and have been working with her since, well, my son is 21, and she started to come to me in my meditations when he was around 4 years old. And it was pretty odd for me at the beginning because I was raised Jewish and I wasn't looking for the Blessed Mother in my meditations, but she proceeded to come daily during a week's meditation and just showed up every day. And I was just shocked. I mean, I knew who she was, but I certainly wasn't calling out to her. And finally, I just, you know, kind of joked with her and said, aren't there a lot of Catholic people looking for you right now? Like, why are you coming to me? And I pretty much started to do a lot of questionings and went to see somebody that was very connected to the Blessed Mother and had a very powerful confirmation of, you know, having an experience with this woman, but then asking Mary for my own sign of validation. How do I know you're really there? And asking her for a star. It couldn't be like a little insignificant star on the ground, but it had to be very significant and that I wouldn't doubt it. And also, you know, I remember the woman asking, when do you want your sign by? And I said, Well, it's Tuesday, and I'm very impatient. So tell her I'm impatient, and I'll take it by Friday. And then I remember leaving her office and looking everywhere for my star, thinking I'm going to drive myself crazy. And letting it go, I went for a business lunch, and then my son was 4, and he was in daycare a couple days a week. And I went and picked him up, and they have this folder that they usually have all these projects in, but this day was very different. He came running towards me, and he's like, Mom, look what I made. And there was a huge star he had cut out on a piece of paper, big, huge piece of paper that said STAR on it and glitter all over it. And I just screamed, and I was like, oh, my God. She really knows I'm impatient. It's only been 2 hours. And that was it. It was just like this humbling moment of grace where I thought she really is there. And I felt so loved and graced and humbled that I started meditating with her all the time and asking for her love and guidance. And I experienced Mary as a mother of unconditional love, which I didn't necessarily have in this lifetime. So I grew to know a mother of unconditional love. And now in the past 10 years, I've chosen to be a messenger for her. And before the workshop, I always ask her, what do you want to share? And usually I get a couple themes. And then obviously in the group energy, when I let go and surrender and allow the messages and the meditation to come through, more unfolds. But basically, she was asking us to slow down, and that we're making things so hard. It doesn't have to be so hard. And when you slow down and you listen and you connect and you pray and you ask, then all can start to flow and unfold. And, you know, that was also that we just keep trying and working so hard and trying to figure things out. We make things so hard instead of allowing and surrendering and being open and following what feels right. So, you know, we went through the night, and there were just an incredible amount of healing and messages and transformation. I mean, it's just beautiful. And the next day I spent doing soul sessions all day, my soul entrainment sessions, and obviously that's very powerful when people connect with their soul. And by the end of the day, my last client, he was just like many of us, and just think about yourself right now. We want to figure things out. And where do we end up trying to figure things out? One, in our ego mind, and also we spin it around in our heads and over again, trying to figure it out. And why do we try and figure things out? Because we want to, you know, obviously we can connect with colors, but I imagine fear, we want to control, we're uncomfortable with not knowing. So we want to figure it all out. And that's, you know, even when I do readings, if people, you know, there's so many readings where they have, you know, I just did one today with a list of questions. And, you know, it's like trying to figure out more about how other people are thinking and how they're behaving versus focusing on themselves. So it gets up in the head. And then we start spinning, we start, you know, confusion, fear, procrastination, all those manifestations of being up in your head. So I kept thinking about this client, and all of a sudden I went to the bathroom and came back, and I said, I saw it clearly in my consciousness, like, stop trying to figure it out and instead feel it out. So I saw it actually figure it out crossed off, and I put this on my Facebook page, And I created a whole image around it. And then instead, feel it out. So what does that mean? Instead of trying to figure it out all in your head, move into your heart and feel your way forward. How does it feel from your heart? Does it feel loving? Does it feel exciting? Does it feel joyful? Does it feel scary? What does it feel like? Feel your way forward and choose from the feeling. And, you know, I'm trying to think when Hurricane Katrina, I think it was 2002, you know, Jesus and Enoch came to me in a meditation or a breathwork experience and said, will you write this 40-day journey? And we want to help people transform fear into miracles of love. And I was in such an altered state, I said, yes, I'll do it. I came out of meditation crying, thinking, I know I've been asked to do this, and I know I'm supposed to do this. I have no idea what it's about, but I've got to write for 40 days. And then all of a sudden, my ego in the next 24 hours started to get involved and say, you can't do that. Where is it going to come from? What are you going to get? Blind faith. And then I heard, you know, ask everyone to contribute $100 to the Red Cross to help Hurricane Katrina. And I thought, well, now I have a purpose, I have a mission, I have support. And I put it out to my email list, and before I knew it, 160 people signed up. And all of a sudden, I was a channel of messages for 40 days, 4 to 5 hours a day, letting spirit, 8 ascended masters work through me to help people shift from fear to love. And one of the gifts of this 40-day journey, which I've done 21 times myself, we're starting it again in a group June 1st, and everybody's welcome. It's an online program. And I was surprised, but not really, that our practice for each day for 40 days is to ask the simple question, what would love do? What would love choose? And that question, that choice is centered always in the heart. You'll get out of your head, you'll get out of fear if you just ask the simple question, what would love do? What would love choose? So if you're trying to figure it out right now, trying to find the answers, most people that come to readings, they want answers, they want resolution, they want insight. But I feel, and that's part of why I wanted to do this radio show, is to empower people that they have that divine answer within them. They have it within their soul. They have it within their consciousness to connect, to own your own divine power, your own connection to divine guidance, to lead you in your life. And that's really where my purpose and my mission is going, is not to give people the answers, but to empower them with the teachings to find their own highest guidance. So that's when, you know, we want to figure things out, we want the answers, we want the future knowing. It's in your highest potential to be present, feel your way in your heart, and ask that simple question, what would love do? Right now, what would love choose? So if you can think of something, maybe you're waiting for an answer, you're waiting for divine guidance, you're waiting for the resolution to come, think about what that is. And you know what, Nicole, if anybody's on the line now and wants to practice this and do this with me, I think it empowered them and everyone on the call to kind of go with this and work with something that, you know, I can show you how it really works.
Okay, well, why don't we open one of the lines? Let's go to area code 860. Who's there? Who have we got? What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Nicole. It's Amla. How are you?
Hi, Amla. From New York, Amla.
Yeah, I'm good. I love this. I'm new to this show. This is great for me. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Karen.
So glad you're here. So is it Amwa?
It's Amwa, yes.
Amwa. So let's think of something that you're in your head about. What can you give us an example?
Yes.
And
surely
I would love to support you.
Yes. You know, I just feel like I'm right on the cusp of change coming. This Mercury being in retrograde, it just feels like I'm going to stand still.
Yeah.
So I meditate every day myself, and it's hard. You know, it's also, you know, I'm also human as well. So the ego gets in the way sometimes. So I'm trying to just take it day by day, moment to moment for that matter. And, you know, knowing I have this inner knowingness that it's really right around the corner, this change for me.
So what are you trying to figure out in your head?
Well, it's just I'm writing this book, and it's on its way, and just, you know, I'm looking for more deeper friendships, because it's kind of I'm a loner in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. And I'm a deep thinker, and I love nature, so nature's my friend, and I get so many answers from within when I'm outside, and, you know, just putting my feet on the grass and just hanging out. So, yeah, but I'm just, I think.
So let's work with your book first, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so look, so when you're trying to figure out in your head with your book, what goes through your thoughts?
Am I good enough? Is the writing good enough?
Okay.
So yes.
That's a perfect one, and I'm sure
okay.
A lot of people can relate to you on the phone in their own circumstances, because that's a core issue. Am I good enough? So take a deep breath, move into your heart.
Okay.
And if you feel your way forward, what does your heart say about your book? And what
I'm
do you
strong.
Really feel?
I got it right away, and then I'm strong and I'm ready.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't doubt myself.
Okay. And which feels better to listen to?
The strength card, because that was the first thing that came up.
Okay. Because you know what? You can listen to I'm not good enough, but just feel the vibration of that. And is that the truth, right? It's not the truth. Or you can follow and feel the energy of I'm strong.
Yes.
And you said something else after you're strong. What did you say?
I'm ready. I'm definitely ready. And I should doubt myself. Yes. Yes.
I'm ready. I'm strong and I'm ready. And how do you imagine that book will be created in I'm strong and I'm ready? It probably will flow a lot better, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Because it's like what you're doing, you know, this exercise is about the heart, and that's going within, and that's 99% of the book. What it's going to be. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then, you know, can I share something? I've written four books now, and every book is, it's not about the book, it's really about you.
Yes.
Who are you in relation to the expression of the book?
That's right.
So if you are sharing a message from the heart, the more you stay in your heart, the more it's going to flow.
Right.
So let's work with the same thing. I'll give you another exercise. So first, you know, what are you thinking in your head? What is your thought saying in your head? And then we move to your heart, and the feeling is you're strong and you're ready. So that feels much better. Let's do the same thing with two simple questions, okay?
Okay, sure.
So think about your book. And everybody can do this on the call. Think about every single person can get a message of higher guidance right here, right now. Think about something in your life you want divine guidance on or higher guidance. So think about your book. And what would fear say to you? First thought.
Don't do it. you failed before.
Okay. Take a deep breath. Let that go.
Okay.
What's your first thought when I say, what would love do or what would love say?
Go for it.
Okay. Let me ask you, which feels better? Which has a higher vibration?
Go for it.
Okay.
Yes.
And you know, that is the voice of the higher self. That's the voice of divine guidance. They're one and the same. But it's bringing awareness back to, you know, it all comes down to choice. What are you going to choose in this awareness of in your head, in your feeling, in love and fear? What do you choose moving forward? And nobody judges you for your choice. You can stay in, I'm not good enough.
Right.
And I can't do this. But you really want to write the book from your heart. And what feels better is to listen to that voice and let that feeling and that voice guide you. I'm strong. I can do this. Go for it.
Yeah.
And maybe you put those words, you put that message right by your writing table.
I love that. Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
And yes, you know, it's lovely.
Yeah, because, you know, I've started to do that. My son came home from college this week, and I'm sure he saw my notes on my mirror because I use the same bathroom as my kids right now, and I put these two notes because I'm making a transition and a change myself, and I need to read those words of what I truly believe in, but I need to be reminded. So I put two stick-it notes on the thing, and I put what I wanted. I really want to embody and believe, and I'm sure he's reading it like he hasn't said anything so far. But, you know, we need to remind ourselves until we actually embody the truth.
That's right.
Let's go to the friends piece. Let's work with this, because this is going to show people you can do this in any aspect of your life. So you said you wish you had more friends, correct?
Yes. And it's like two unconditional friendships,
soul relationships.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you stay in your head and you try and figure this out, or if you answer the question, what would fear do? What's the answer?
That's a tough one for me. Stay home and don't go out. Probably not to meet anybody.
Because why?
Because it's...
What are you overthinking?
It's I've gotten hurt before.
Okay. All right.
That's it.
Well, usually
fear of getting hurt.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So take a deep breath. Move into your heart. It's very simple. Move into your heart. You can even put your hand on your heart.
Okay.
And if you feel your way forward, what do you really want to feel?
The message is that I just got, it was just so random. Maybe it's not random. Love comes to me in many forms.
Love comes. How does that feel to hear those words? Love comes to me.
That's surprising me, because definitely not something I would say to myself. It's definitely a higher entity or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's take that. Love comes to me in many forms. Now I'm going to teach you something else. Everybody on the call can learn from this. What I try and empower people with is, you don't have to do this alone. Like you, I can hear that you probably do most everything on your own. You connect in meditation to not feel so alone. You want to not feel so alone. So it's called co-creating with the divine. So your answer is, say it again.
Love comes in many forms and ways.
Love comes in many forms and many ways. So could you go to your divine team and say, I want to feel love in all ways and all forms, especially in friendship.
Yes.
I give this to you to show me the way to that. Now, again, so you're asking the divine for help. You're asking for a gift. You're asking for a prayer. You're asking for resolution. You're asking for a miracle. Now, it's your job when an opportunity comes. Let's say you put this prayer, you put this intention out, you ask the divine, show me love in these in the form of friendship, then you have to play your part in healing your heart or the hurt that you had, or let's say a synchronicity comes and you get invited somewhere, and your first thought is, well, that feels way too uncomfortable. Well, your job is going to need to play your part and have the courage to go and see if love is waiting for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so not only do you bring awareness to where your heart wants to go with this or what love would choose in all this, but then you give it to the divine and you say, here, show me these divine friendships. I am open, I'm willing to receive. Guide me, show me, deliver it to me. Why wouldn't they want to do that for you?
Why
wouldn't you're loved unconditionally? There's no reason why they wouldn't want to support you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right?
Yes, that's true. And I am open. I am open to going to, you know, and being out there. It's just, I think, you know, you have your peaks and valleys in your life. And I guess that's why I feel like it's around the corner. It's just, you know, just trying to be more patient with myself versus, you know, not having everything instant is good either. Sometimes waiting is it's worth the wait to just.
Right. But
yeah.
what if it's already here and it's not around the corner? Could you that's be waiting point. For something that's already here?
You're right on. Because I am love. One, I mean, we all are love. So it's not around the corner. It's within me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So help me become one with it. Because if you keep saying it's around the corner for me, then is it still around the corner?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I'm searching and searching when the answers are within me, which is what you said before. Yes.
Right.
Yes, I'm with you. As I'm talking to you, this totally makes sense.
So, you know, I picked two cards before I leave you on the call, and I have to tell you they're beautiful. I feel like you had a healing tonight. There's something that you received in this conversation, in this call. So say thank you for that healing. It's in your heart. And also the other card is set your sights higher. Increase your standards and expect more for yourself. Don't settle. Like my prayer always is to everyone, be open to your highest and best, better than you could ever imagine.
Okay.
And you know what? There's no reason writing that book from your heart, even if you wrote it for yourself, which, you know what? Give that gift to you, and it'll be given to many.
It's exactly what your insight is right on. I mean, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not writing this for any, but, and that's what was blocking me before and years prior to this. I mean, now I'm writing. I've been writing to write this book 5-6 years, but that ego and all that fear was literally just, no, you know, do it for every, you know, you're doing this for notoriety. That was my fear and ego talking, and now I just don't care. I need to write for me.
Beautiful.
And, yes. Thank you for that validation.
And
for
thank you so much for sharing. You helped a lot of people tonight.
Thank you, Karen. I wish
you're
you many
so
blessings.
You
thank
too.
You for the healing. Okay. Take care. Take care, Nicole.
You too, Amala. And keep in touch, okay? Let us know how it goes.
I will. Take care. Bye-bye.
Karen,
let's do this again. That was awesome.
Lines are packed, so let's see. Where should we go next?
I love bringing the teaching into the support.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what we're doing here, so yeah. 904, you're next to live.
Nicole, I'm just listening. I'm in a...
Okay, I'll put you back in. Oh, there you go. You're listening again. 617.
Hello.
Hi. Who's calling? Where are you calling in from?
Boston. Ann.
Hi, Ann.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
So can we work with you on this whole theme tonight?
I tuned in a little bit late. What is the theme?
So it's instead of trying to figure things out, to feel it out in your heart and to follow the energy of love versus fear. So are you looking for guidance, support on something in your life right now that you've been up in your head trying to figure out?
Sure.
All right, let's go with it.
All righty. Trying to figure out prosperity.
Okay, so what's going on in your head? What keeps going through your head about prosperity?
I keep blocking things out in my head because it's never worked. I dream, but I basically have lived a life of resignation, I think.
Okay.
And I don't know how to get out of the resignation.
What do you mean by resignation?
It is what it is basically the attitude I've had. I can have my dreams, but I think in reality, my inner attitude is, this is what it is.
And if it is what it is, then what?
I don't know.
If it is what it is, then are you not getting what you're dreaming about?
No, I'm not getting anything what I'm dreaming about.
Okay. So what's your real belief going up in your head? Just be honest what goes on in your head because we'll shift it.
I'm just thinking that, I'm just a part of something bigger and I'm a servant to all others.
Ah. So it's not easy.
No.
Okay. So, you'll have to go back and listen to the beginning of the recording because I was talking about doing a workshop with the Gifts of the Blessed Mother, and that was her main message. It doesn't have to be so hard. So, all right. So, in your head, you're saying, I really don't get what I want. My dreams aren't coming true. Is that true?
Right. And I've even lost them because I don't even, at a certain point, if your dreams haven't come true, you basically are just existing and just going with the flow. That's the right word.
So you're saying you kind of give up.
Yeah, sort of a resignation, overwhelms me at times. Even though I have a good attitude and I appreciate everything I have, I still have that.
Okay, so take a deep breath. And again, whoever's on the call, take your own situation. You can receive healing and divine intervention and guidance tonight. So what you're mirroring to everybody can do. So, and breathe into your heart right now and tell me when you feel like you're there.
I'm there.
And what do you want to feel in your heart in relationship to prosperity?
Abundance.
Okay.
And freedom.
And freedom. Okay, so you want to feel abundance and freedom. So can I ask you what in your life right now, or what can you relate to in your life right now that you do feel free and you do have abundance around? Don't go back up into your head right now. Stay in your heart. What do you have that's free, you feel freedom around, and you do have abundance?
My children.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so stay centered in your heart and feel what that's like to have that freedom and that abundance in your heart, and what happens in your heart when you feel that?
Oh, they make me very joyful.
Okay. Oh, my God. See how the energy totally shifts, okay? So how can you feel your way forward when you think about those dreams? Because tell me one of those dreams that you really want that hasn't come true.
To have a home rather than a closet.
To have a home rather than a closet, okay.
Yeah, so, or going to be wandering, because I have done that too.
Okay, so breathe back into your heart right now. Think about your children, about the abundance that you have with your children. And think about just bringing that feeling and that energy into a space of a home. Just imagine what it would feel like.
Yeah, that's my dream. That's what I do.
Okay. All right. So can you work with your dream, not getting up in your head trying to figure it all out, but can you stay in your heart and think about that feeling of abundance and freedom with your children? You can just stay with that, but just see yourself in a more open, spacious home, but with that feeling of freedom and abundance for your children in your heart?
Yes. That's okay. My daily exercise. That's something I always do.
Okay, you do?
Yes.
Okay. So let's try one more thing, okay? I'm going to ask you to think about this situation, and I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to you. What would fear say?
That it will never happen.
Okay. So just take a deep breath. Let that go. And the first thing that comes to you when I ask you, what would love say?
It's not saying anything. It's just feeling something, and I can't explain it.
What's the feeling?
Oh, I can just feel the heart.
You can't. Mm-hmm. And what's the feeling in your heart?
Air. Water.
Okay. So flowing? Is it a flowing feeling?
No, it's sort of an ether life feeling.
Okay. All right. So it's a good feeling, though.
Yes.
Okay. So let's take this one step further. Do you really feel the divine would deny you of more space in your home?
No. No. I think
okay.
I would.
You would. There you go. You just got it.
Yeah, there's reasons for denial, and I haven't reached that point of discovering and working with them yet.
Well, can I ask you, is it around feeling worthy and deserving?
Oh, I'm sure. That's a piece
okay.
of it, I'm sure.
Okay. You answered that pretty quick.
I know that's a piece of it. I've been doing self-discovery on this for a very long time.
Okay.
I haven't arrived yet.
So, you know what? I'm going to help you with something.
Thank you.
You know how to get yourself out of your own way?
No.
Okay.
Go to the gym. Usually that's what I used to do.
No, I'll give you an easier way.
I actually liked it.
Well, you know it is, but that, you know, you're probably working off all the feelings and everything, but let me give you a very peaceful and simple way in a practice. I want you to get a little pretty box. Give it to the divine as many times as you need to give it to the divine. I heard when I asked you, do you think you're being denied that abundance and that freedom in your heart that you have with your children, do you think the divine would deny you that in a bigger space in a home? And you said
no.
Okay?
No.
So can you actually give this to the divine? You have to work on yourself in this. I'm worthy and deserving. And I'll give you another great exercise that will break you free, and that is write 50 reasons why you're worthy and deserving of a new, more spacious home. Write 50 reasons. It might take you an afternoon. Write it down.
Okay.
Okay? That will start breaking up the energy, but put your asking your spacious home in the God box and give it to the divine and say, show me what I'm worthy and deserving of. And whatever you get, you just keep giving it and say, I know you wouldn't deny me of this. I need to release it and put it in your hands. And let yourself be shown.
So, did you say show me what I'm deserving or?
Show me that you put in the God box and say, I know you know I'm deserving and worthy of this more spacious home. Now show me. I'm open to receiving. Show me the miracles. Show me the resolution. Show me the way. Do you understand?
Yep.
Because the two cards I picked for you, and let me share this with you. Some of this has to do with your past relationships. Do you understand this?
Yep, I do.
Okay, yeah. This is where the healing comes in. Your being worthy and deserving of a spacious home has nothing to do with your past relationships.
Mm-hmm.
we're talking now. You, Anne, are worthy and deserving of this now. But you've got some energy tied up in the past relationships around this issue. You understand this?
Yes, I've been told that.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I'm inside myself. I already know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The other thing is, the other card that comes up is self-acceptance. So it's like saying I'm worthy and deserving. This is about self-love. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. So if you work on that, then, and again, if you write 50 reasons why you're worthy and deserving a more spacious home, stay in that energy. You're going to see by the end, there's going to be something that wakes up inside of you and says, you know what, I am really worthy and deserving of having a more spacious home.
In my head, I've always thought that. In my head, I always
thought
that.
Right, but I'm trying to get you in your heart.
Good.
And in your soul. Do you understand that?
Yes.
That's where the energy is shifting to. Okay?
Yes.
And I got to tell you, I know deep within my heart and soul, there's no reason why you would be denied that. Because you're so loved by the divine. There's no reason. Can you feel that in your heart?
Oh, I don't. Sometimes I wonder if the divine really loves me. In my head, I know, but in my heart, I really don't know.
Well, maybe you need to sit in your heart more and ask to be shown how loved you are.
Yes.
That's all you have to do. Show me how loved I am. I'm going to cry right now because when you ask that, you'll be shown and you'll be blown away.
Okay.
All right?
If you
leave this call with nothing other than saying, show me how loved I am, it will change your life.
Wonderful.
And I know you can feel that in your heart. Would you deny your children love?
No, I'm trying to give it to them by making myself better, and I've been trying to get over the hurdle.
Yeah. Just think how much you love them in those moments of deep love that you start in your heart, and just be willing to allow yourself to be shown how loved you are. Okay?
Yes.
All right. Blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for helping everybody on the call.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks,
Anne.
Nicole. Thanks.
Always a pleasure. You keep in touch. Let us know how that goes. And let's see. Well, you know, you've got 12 minutes to the top of the hour. Do you feel the deepening connection today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Powerful stuff.
Yeah,
something
isn't it?
Shifted globally or something today. Something with just the whole day has just been on steroids.
Well, you know, we're in Mercury retrograde. It's all about going within, you know. It's not about finding it outside of you. This is where our soul is bringing us. It's bringing us in to discover, to know, to journey within. All the answers are there. Yeah, it's really, I'm loving the flow of this call. Let's do one more.
Okay. Woo, we're on a roll. Let's do this thing. Let's see, area code 774. I can't remember where we've gone now, so I'm a little non-linear.
Hello?
Who have you got on 774? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
So how are you, where are you at in relation to everything we shared?
Well, I can definitely tell you that I do have things, but I'm feeling, you know, where I've been thinking more than feeling.
Okay, pick one.
So I guess my biggest one right now is a recent, my boyfriend had broken up with me, and it changed everything. I had to move, you know, an hour back home, but my job is an hour and a half the other way, and they're just changed so many things. And now he really wants to get back together. And as much as I have tried to feel about it more than think, it's still really hard for me to really know what I should do.
Okay. So what's now, again, shoulds come from your head, okay?
Yes.
You would never feel a should in your heart.
Right.
So what are you thinking up in your head? What are you shoulding about?
I guess, you know, part of the reason or a big reason why the breakup happened was his severe depression, and my should is, you know, what everyone else thinks I should do, and also my fear of it happening again or being worse.
Okay.
Again, until next time.
Take a deep breath. Breathe into your heart. Get everybody out of your head. Breathe into your heart. Tell me when you're there.
I'm there.
So what does your heart say? What do you want to feel? What do you want to feel? What does Nikki want to feel?
Peace and comfort.
Okay. So if you follow the feeling of peace and comfort, what's your next step?
It would be my feeling, I guess,
if you follow the feeling of peace and comfort, what's your next step?
To let him back in.
Okay, in what way? What would bring peace and comfort?
To slowly give him a chance.
Okay. How does it feel just to slowly give him a chance? Why are you giving him a chance? What about you?
Yeah.
What do you want?
I guess part of me does wants to feel out why this happened, and maybe that's...
So is that part in your head or your heart?
My head, yeah.
Okay. So go back to your heart.
Mm-hmm.
What will bring you peace? What is your path of peace?
Not worrying about him and us. Yeah.
So instead of worrying about him, what will bring you peace?
Yoga.
Okay. So yeah, hey. Maybe that's your next step. Seriously, it doesn't have to be so hard. Why do you have to figure it all out right now?
Right.
You've gone through a huge breakup. Can you just ask yourself, what will bring me peace? And choose that every day.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be talking to him, maybe it'll be going to yoga. But why not follow the feeling of peace right there? There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So take a deep breath. Let me ask you something. Take a deep breath. What would fear do?
Totally first thing shut
that
him
came
off.
To you. What?
Totally shut him off.
Okay, take a deep breath. What would love do?
Would let him back in to my life.
Okay. In a peaceful way, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So if you follow the feeling of peace, just try something. There's no right or wrong way. Try. When you are thinking about a decision and moving forward with him, ask yourself this question. Write it down. Will this bring me peace? You got to start getting him out of your, what will he think? What will he feel? Ask yourself, will this bring me peace?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay, it's very simple. It doesn't have to be difficult.
Right.
Right?
Okay. Right, yeah.
How does that feel?
I feel like a huge relief, off the center of my chest.
Ah.
Like a huge one. Cause
that's love.
February that I've been really just a machine in my brain.
You know, it's all about trust. Can you trust peace?
Yes. definitely.
You know, I got to tell you, the feeling I get in this outcome of this call, it's so simple, but it's so right. Just ask yourself, will this decision, how will I feel, will it bring me peace? Not what will other people think, what will they say, what will he feel, will this bring me peace?
I love it. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Mm-hmm. You're so welcome. You've helped other people too.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Calling. Keep in touch. Wow. It really zipped by today, too. Very intriguing energy on the show. Love it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, now is an excellent time to tell them about your class because you've got everyone's attention.
Okay. So a couple things coming up. One is, as I said, Wednesday night, I'm doing a teleclass so anybody can attend from anywhere in the comfort of their own home. It's from 7 to 9 Eastern Central Time, Meet Your Guardian Angel. I only had, when I looked tonight, I have 4 spots left. Basically, what we're going to do is a workshop where I'm going to do a guided meditation so you can meet your guardian angel, and then I'll come on to the call and give everybody a message of divine guidance. Then on June 1st, I start my Angel Messenger Certification Telecourse. It's an 8-week program. It's all teleclass. It's from 7 to 9 Eastern Central Time on Monday nights. You know, it's for people that want to expand their ability to connect and communicate with the divine and the angels. But also, you know, I teach people how to become an angel messenger, to do readings, to do spiritual work. So that is, you have to be on 6 of the 8 calls. All calls are recorded, so you can go back and I do so many different things. Best thing is to check it up out on the website, createheaven.com, but we're starting June 1st. What else do I have going on? I have also June 1st. It's like June 1st, new beginnings. June 1st, I'm starting my 2 40-day journeys. Again, they're online, so this is what's great about doing the radio. People can take it from any country, anytime. You do it for 40 days. One of them's like what I talked about today, what would love do, how to transform your fears into miracles of love. You get divine messages every day. You get questions to reflect on. You get a daily practice. There's videos that I've done. There's meditations that I've done. And it's $44 for 40 days, and I've done it 21 days. Times and it's transformational. So many people have done it from all over the world, and it's just you working on the ascended master level, so they're working with you individually. The other one is a 40-day affair with yourself. So those people that were on the call tonight, if your core issue is self-love and owning your magnificence, that's the journey for you. I ended up writing that journey about 2.5 years ago. The first time we took it, there were over 250 people that did it together. It's nice to be in the group energy. We do a Facebook page. Again, you're going to get videos. There's videos included, meditations, affirmations. It's just, it's really a complete journey. I get emails from people that it has created miracles, transformation. I had a woman that called me. She had been stuck in a job for so long, and she found a new job. She just believed in herself. It's really working from the inside out to create miracles in your life. So those are the key ones. I welcome you. Sign up for my newsletter. You'll get a free download of Creating Prosperity and Abundance with Your Angels. It's a guided meditation. You know, visit me on Facebook. I'm always sending inspiration, giving things away. But I just welcome you to continue the communication and the connection. And there's more workshops. My books are on my website, The Everything Guide to Angels, 101 Ways to Connect, Meet Your Angels. The 40-day What Would Love Do is in book format and an online program. I also have guided meditation CDs. So you're going to have, there's free guidance on the website. So really, that's your place to connect and just see what else there is going on. But I just want to thank Nicole. I love the energy of tonight. Thank you, everyone that came on the call. It just feels like this is a very healing but empowering night for people.
Mm-hmm. It did indeed. It was very, really awesome. Woo. Excellent. And we've got you on next month. I think you've been trying to update your page. You've got to send us your stuff. I don't think the emails have been getting through. But you know what? Something strange is going on today. Now that we're in retrograde, everything's starting to work electronically. So
all right. I'll send it through. Yeah.
It's all backwards now. It's awesome.
All right, everyone. I leave you with blessings and miracles. Thank you.
Woohoo. Karen will be back next month. She's all linked up right now. Miracle Messages on newsforthesoul.com. Have a great month, Karen. I look forward to it.
All right. Bye now.
All the best. And we're just getting warmed up for second session here today. We'll be right back with amazing theta healer Michelle Coassin right after this little break.
And we love News for the Soul.
I'm feeling...